You're with SBS Radio.
শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, আজ আমরা আমন্ত্রণ জানিয়েছি মিস্টার নিক হোকলিকে, যিনি সিইও টি-20 ওয়ার্ল্ড কাপ অস্ট্রেলিয়া। মিস্টার নিক এর আগে লন্ডন অলিম্পিকে কাজ করেছেন এবং 2015 ক্রিকেট ওয়ার্ল্ড কাপ অস্ট্রেলিয়ার সঙ্গেও যুক্ত ছিলেন। Mr. Nick Hockley, welcome to SBS Bangla program.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you for having me on the program.
So the ICC T20 World Cup is coming to Australia for the first time in 2020. It is the pinnacle global event for T20 cricket. As a CEO, how are you experiencing this event?
As you say, it is coming to Australia for the first time, and it's a great privilege to be hosting the event. Australia is not new to hosting Cricket World Cups. We co-hosted the one-day World Cup with New Zealand back in 2015, which was absolutely fantastic. But the big difference next year is that we're hosting the T20, which, as you know, has been the format of the game that is really growing and attracts a great family crowd. What's even more exciting is that we have the Women's T20 World Cup and the Men's T20 World Cup, and both are happening in Australia in the same year. The Women's T20 World Cup is taking place in February and March all around the country, and the Men's is taking place later in the year in October and November. So it's going to be a fantastic year of T20 cricket, and we're just very, very excited to welcome all the different competing teams. And obviously all of their fans from around the world to Australia next year.
So you have the experience in working with London Olympics and 2015 Cricket World Cup in Australia. So how are you feeling this event, how big it will be, and how are you experiencing the crowd or something like that? Can you throw some highlights on that?
No, absolutely. So major events, I think, are all about bringing people together. And Australia, I have to say, dating back to the Sydney Olympics, Melbourne Commonwealth Games, obviously the Cricket World Cup, which you've mentioned, is just that Australia's got a fantastic international reputation for hosting major events. The venues, the cricket venues right across the country are absolutely spectacular. And then, of course, we have fantastic, really diverse expat communities supporting each of the competing teams. So in many ways, whether it's Bangladesh, India, England, Sri Lanka playing here in Australia, the players can expect pretty much a home crowd at any game. And so we're looking forward just to a fantastic festival atmosphere right around the country. So it's a very, very exciting proposition.
So as you know, Bangladesh has won the qualifying event and will go into Group A. That means Bangladesh will be coming to Australia and they will be playing at Manuka Oval on 27th February. So how are you feeling that?
That's correct. So Bangladesh have automatically qualified for the men's event, which takes place later next year. But just this last weekend, the women's qualifier took place in Scotland, and Bangladesh qualified in first position, and Thailand qualified for their first World Cup in second position. So Bangladesh and Thailand are confirmed to be coming to Australia for the women's competition. And as you say, Bangladesh women's team has qualified into the same group as Australia, which also happens to be the same group as India, New Zealand and Sri Lanka. So Bangladesh's women's team will be playing against Australia in Canberra at Manuka Oval. And I've got such fond memories of when Bangladesh played in Canberra for the 2015 Cricket World Cup. They played a match against Afghanistan and the game was a complete sellout. And we had just an amazing sea of green, of that darker green of the Bangladesh jerseys at Manuka Oval. And we're really excited about all the fans supporting Bangladesh's women's team against Australia in Canberra on the 27th of February next year, which is not far away, around 6 months away.
So as you say that in Manuka Oval, you were welcoming the team at Manuka Oval, but there is a problem in the Manuka Oval regarding the parking. Did you have done anything about that?
So we will be obviously working very closely with the stadium and also with the Australian Capital Territory authorities to make sure that the parking provision is well catered for. Obviously sending information in advance to all of the ticket holders so that they can plan their journey. But it's a really good watch out for us to make sure that we're as well prepared as we possibly can. And we've had fantastic support from the host cities all around the country, and we're really going to work hard to make sure that from a logistics perspective and also just the atmosphere in the grounds, that these are the best events possible.
This will be a very colorful events. Actually, I want to ask you one more question for our listeners. The ICC Women's T20 World Cup will be having 10 teams, and there will be 23rd matches, as I understand it, starting on 21st of February. So all will be in Manuka Oval, or you have some other venue?
So no, they'll be all around the country. So there are 6 cities for the Women's T20 World Cup. There are 7 cities for the Men's T20 World Cup. So the teams start their journey in Adelaide and Brisbane for a series of warm-up matches. The opening match of the Women's T20 World Cup is on Friday the 21st of February, and that's Australia against India at Sydney Olympic Park, which will be a fantastic celebration to kick off the whole festival. There are then matches in Perth at the Wacker, and Bangladesh take on India on Monday the 24th. Then teams move to Canberra, to Melbourne. The semi-finals, so the top 4 teams that make it through, will play the semi-finals on Thursday, the 5th of March at the SCG in Sydney. And then the prize for the 2 teams that make it through to the final for the women's event is to play at the MCG, which, as you know, is the biggest cricket ground in the world. And it just so happens that this year, International Women's Day falls on a Sunday. So we're playing the final of the women's event on International Women's Day at the MCG. And if we fill that ground, there's an opportunity to set a world record for the highest attendance at any women's sporting event in history. So a fantastic opportunity, and it will be very interesting to see which teams make it through.
The events coming and the T20 Women's World Cup. So what will be the ticket price, and how will the people will get the ticket? It will be online or something else? Can you throw some lights on that?
No, absolutely. So we've really worked hard to make the tickets as accessibly priced as possible so that everyone can attend. So every kid's ticket to the Women's T20 World Cup will be $5. And then all the matches, including the finals, have adult tickets starting at $20. And the best way to get hold of tickets is to visit the official website, t20worldcup.com. And women's tickets are on sale now, today, and then men's tickets go on sale in October. And we encourage everyone to register their details, and that will entitle them to being part of the pre-sale, so they'll be first in line to get tickets for the men's event as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nick Hockley, for your time to SBS Bangla.
No, thank you. And thank you for your support. And we look forward to welcoming everyone to the T20 World Cup next year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Abby.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.